I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Starting Friday, Northwest Airlines says it will start imposing a fee on tickets that are not purchased over the internet. This comes as many airlines are trying to avoid bankruptcy. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, what are the details on this new fee from Northwest?
Well, as you mentioned, as of this Friday, anybody buying a ticket for a Northwest Airlines flight, if they buy over the phone, they're going to pay an extra $5. If they actually go and buy it at the airport, they'll pay an extra $10. But if you buy over the internet, there's no extra fee. And, of course, that's where the savings comes in for the airline.
They're actually going to charge you $10 to buy a ticket at the counter?
At the airport.
Wow. Is this going to do it for Northwest?
Well, apparently, yes. It's supposed to bring in, if their predictions are correct, about $70 million for the airline. I talked with Henry Hartevelt, who analyzes the travel industry for Forrester Research, and he told me that it costs airlines anywhere from $10 to $17 per ticket to sell through a travel agency. Costs them $8 to $10 to take a phone reservation through their call centers. And it costs them sometimes upwards of $15 to process a customer at the airport. And he says, you know, you're factoring in labor costs and everything else. So it costs $15, they're going to charge you $10. And, you know, Hartevelt says any cost savings make a difference at this point.
When an airline like Northwest is forced to match some low prices and is unable to raise fares and is facing record high fuel prices, they have to figure out ways to strip out costs. The airlines have taken all the amenities off the planes. They've introduced self-service check-in technology. They've got websites. So it's all a matter of choice and convenience for the consumer. Is it wonderful? No. But we have to get used to the fact that the way airline tickets are sold is changing.
And he says by the end of this year, Forrester is projecting that 76% of all households will have internet access in their home. So there is a critical mass of people out there, customers, who can book tickets themselves.
Tess, you know, it costs them something to buy the airplane, too. I mean, these are the costs of doing business. Are the other airlines going to do the same?
Not yet, but some are certainly taking a pretty hard look at this. You know, of course, airlines try all the time to raise fares or, say, you know, tack on a fuel surcharge, especially with oil prices so high these days. And, you know, they do want to make you pay for the planes. That's happened just a couple of times this summer. But if other airlines don't follow suit, they'll usually drop those extra fuel charges or fare hikes. So we're going to have to see whether Northwest is going to keep these fares, even if customers balk or if other airlines don't do the same thing. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the recent drop in home sales.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.